this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who's a Canadian national who's living in Japan, and certainly gives us an international perspective of what's going on. James' certainly observations are certainly always very astute. He actually writes the lead editorial for the International Forecaster put out by Bob Chapman, and for which we've been affiliated for a number of years. And when Bob died, why, of course, he had picked James Chapman to actually do the editorials. And so it's with great pleasure I introduce James Corbett. Hi, James. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I want to get your view of what's going on. Heavens, you know, certainly the incidents of the application of sanctions to Russia, and then Russia actually putting sanctions onto Germany and onto Europe, and this is going to have a tremendous impact on the economy of both sides, isn't it?
It certainly is. And again, this isn't very controversial at all. This is being admitted even by Bloomberg, which just issued a report talking about how the 2014 second half, the quarter three and four, is going to probably put Europe back into a significant recession. And of course, they're blaming the Russian sanctions for this because of the blowback effect on the European economy. I think that there are deeper underlying structural issues going on in the European periphery that would have made this inevitable anyway, including, of course, all of the pain that's going on in Greece with the unemployment and the continuing drop in terms of industrial productivity. But they're going to blame it at any rate on the Russian sanctions. And in a way, I think they're going to try to use that as propaganda against Russia itself to basically swing that around and say it's because of Putin that Europe is in crisis, and see if the European voters will go along with that. So, again, this isn't very controversial. Everyone's talking about it, and it's just a question of when and how hard this is going to affect the European economy and, as a knock-on, the American economy.
And, of course, basically, isn't this going to have an impact on Germany? Doesn't Germany have a large amount of trade with Russia? Somebody I was reading, there's something like 6,000 German companies operating in Russia, and certainly they could have a lot of pressure put on them. Certainly, there's a fairly close relationship between certainly Russia and the European economy, isn't there? Probably much more so than most people imagine.
I think you're right, and I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but I believe that Germany is the single biggest export market for Russia in Europe itself, and I would assume Russia is also a pretty significant partner for Germany as well. And I mean, it's just one of those things where Merkel and Putin can actually speak in German when they get together, and they have had a somewhat close relationship, or at least closer relationship than what we've seen, for example, between Putin and Obama over the years. And that's why Merkel, I think, has been dragging her feet a little bit on some of these sanctions. But now Germany is in for the penny, in for the pound, I guess, when it comes to these sanctions.
Well, and I think the people who put Merkel in power have told her what to do in no uncertain terms, and because I don't think she's operating independently. I mean, logic would tell you that she would not be doing what she's doing. But when she's doing it, obviously there are pressures put on to bear. And, of course, I do believe that there is a forces working behind the scenes that are directing the course of world affairs. And certainly part of that certainly is aggravating this situation between Russia and Europe and Russia and the United States. Well, I think bodes no good for either side. We'll be back in a moment with James Corbett. If you have a question, give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather,
Golden Clover is tremendous.
tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just talking about the shooting down of the Malaysian Flight 17 and how, because the suddenly this is simply being used to justify the confrontation, the sanctions placed on Russia. And the average individual certainly has never thought of it, but sanctions are an act of war. And this is one of the things that led to the Second World War, the American sanctions on Japan so that they could not buy oil or natural gas or many of the other vital things that they needed for their economy, certainly on the open market. And as a result of that, Japan really had very little choice other than to attack the United States. And basically, sanctions are an act of war. And yet, of course, the average American is just taking this as a matter of course. And I'm very, very concerned that some serious problems are brewing in that part of the world. What are your thoughts?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Well, basically, I'm really concerned that the sanctions could be a prelude to a war of some sort. I'm not certain what it's going to be or who is even going to be involved, but I am very, very concerned about it. Are you concerned?
I certainly am, and I think that the next, the next shoe to drop or the next possible provocation to fall revolves around, apparently, Russia is now sending in about 300 military vehicles that have been repainted and repurposed for delivering aid to eastern Ukraine as part of, I guess, some sort of something that's being organized through the International Committee of the Red Cross. This is an aid convoy that's being sent into eastern Ukraine right now. And these are unarmed military vehicles that have been repurposed for this particular mission. They've been painted white so that they're clearly visible as humanitarian vehicles. And if something were to happen with this, then that would be a provocation that obviously would allow Putin to basically take that position of provocation and run with that, and potentially allow for military involvement from Russia. So again, there's all these incidents that keep coming along that at any rate, all it takes is one hothead to basically blow up a vehicle or just to fire at it, and suddenly you might have an international incident. And this is one of those big wild cards, the jokers that in the deck that we sometimes talk about. We don't really know how these things are going to play out, even if these incidents aren't being manipulated, which I think both you and I understand is happening. There is a lot of manipulation that happens, but even these types of incidents could happen just as a genuine response on the ground by some hothead who loses control of the situation, and that can start the type of war that we're talking about. So it is a very precarious time that we're living through.
Amen to that. Well, now, basically, what are the things that you'd like to talk about as far as the world economy is concerned? You were mentioning suddenly the disaster that's in Greece. Now, I keep my ear fairly close to the ground. I haven't heard about anything about what's going on in Greece for a couple of weeks. But Greece is really having a bad time. What about Italy and Spain and the other countries down there?
Well, just before we move on from Greece, we should note that Russia is apparently, according to Bloomberg, Russia is Greece's biggest trading partner, and that the total trade between them right now is 9.3 billion euros. That's about $12.5 billion back in 2013. So the impact on Greece specifically of these Russian sanctions is going to be even greater than the impact on Europe generally. And then, of course, when we look at Italy and Spain, which, of course, are already under a great degree of pressure, but they are also heavily energy-dependent nations that certainly Italy as well imports a lot of oil and gas. And, of course, where does most of that for Eastern Europe come from? Well, of course, it comes from Russia. So, again, directly impacted by these sanctions, which means that there is, as I say, there is going to be, I think, more and more of the propaganda effort against Russia in Europe over the coming months is going to focus on these effects. And rather than putting the story, I think, the right way around, the horse before the cart, where we would understand that these problems have been created by the European Union itself and the sanctions it's choosing to enforce, they're going to spin that around and say, no, it's because Putin is such a bad man and he shot down MH17, even though, of course, all the evidence says otherwise.
Well, now, basically, suddenly the question comes up, you know, what is going to happen with the sanctions as far as the gold, as far as the oil and natural gas that suddenly Europe is so dependent upon? We hear about the sanctions, but we don't hear anything about the Russian natural gas and oil, which suddenly Europe is dependent upon. I mean, suddenly 25 to 50% those products that are used in Europe are coming from Russia. Are they going to be affected by the sanctions? Anybody mentioned this at all? Have you come across how this is going to affect the flow of these products, which are essential to the economy of Europe?
Well, I mean, we could go back to late March, where the energy and economy minister of Germany, Sigmar Gabriel, was quoted as saying that there is, quote, no sensible alternative to Russian gas and oil for the German economy. And that was at a time when Chancellor Merkel was already trying to oversee some sort of energy overhaul for the country. But the energy minister was coming out and saying no sensible alternative to Russian gas and oil. And I think that pretty much sums up the situation right now in Europe generally. There is, at this point, no infrastructure and nothing there to take the place. And there have been, you know, pretty wild ideas being floated about that now that the United States is becoming more of a gas and oil exporter because of the shale oil revolution, somehow they're going to be able to pick up the slack. But the infrastructure to do that, even if the U.S. had the type of exports, the sort of slack and capacity in the system to provide those kinds of exports, which they don't at this time, but even if they did, the infrastructure to supply Europe with those exports doesn't exist. So that's not going to be a feasible alternative. At this point, there just isn't a real feasible alternative to that kind of Russian energy import. And, of course, we shouldn't forget also that Russia just laid some pretty amazing sanctions of its own, stopping food imports from a number of countries. That, again, is going to affect Europe pretty heavily. It's going to affect Canada pretty heavily, and some of the other American allies that have been going along with the U.S. That's been taking the lead in this fight against Putin. And I think, again, as we talked about last week, I think there's going to be a growing schism between some of the countries that are on the periphery of this and find themselves hurting economically because of it, and the U.S. Kind of Washington consensus that is trying to lead this campaign against Putin.
Well, but the other thing is that these sanctions are going to hit the United States as well, because apparently we sent a lot of food over to Russia. Won't this affect our agricultural exports as well?
Oh, it certainly will. There's no doubt about that. I think that the U.S. economy will be somewhat better positioned to absorb that particular hit, but it certainly will have an impact. And it just remains to be seen how big an impact it's going to have and whether or not the U.S. or any of its allies will be able to find alternative export markets for these food products.
All right. Well, certainly the whole situation is indeed unfortunate, and I really am very, very concerned about the implications and how this will impact upon Europe, the United States, and upon many of our other allies, Canada and Australia, New Zealand, which I'm sure all are exporting the goods to Russia. Well, anyway,
right. I have some numbers on that, actually.
All right, fine. Well, then you're the expert. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know about that, but apparently the combined total of the U.S., Canadian, and European Union food exports to Russia that will be affected by this is $17.5 billion worth of exports. And of that, the United States currently supplies $1.2 billion in food and agricultural exports to Russia, or at least that's what it did last year. The Netherlands sends about 1.5 billion euros, $2 billion. Germany, 1.6 billion euros, $2.1 billion. France, 1.2 billion euros, $1.6 billion. And Poland, 1.6 billion euros, $2.1 billion. So the United States, of course, taking a big hit with $1.2 billion worth of food exports. But the Netherlands, Germany, France, Poland, all of these countries being hit by about double what the United States is about to be. And for a small country like the Netherlands, obviously that's going to have a significant impact on its economy.
Well, I think the whole thing is tragic. I think the whole thing is unnecessary. And for some reason, people in Washington, D.C., I believe, want to specifically precipitate this crisis. Well, anyway, Sydney, is there anything else we could talk about as far as Europe and their economy is concerned? Because the European economy is not doing well, except for Germany. And I think Germany is going to be hit rather badly by, these sanctions with Germany. What are your thoughts? I mean, with Russia. Germany is going to be hit very badly with the Russian sanctions.
I agree. And unfortunately, I mean, I think all of the geopolitical issues surrounding Europe right now do not bode well for its economy. Not only the Russian sanction issue specifically, but I think the Ukrainian situation generally, of course, continues to put economic pressure on the European Union, as there is this gigantic black hole of debt and potential instability right there on the eastern flank of Europe. And then, of course, when we look at what's happening in places like Iraq and other places, formerly somewhat stable countries that are being completely destabilized and taken off of the playing board when it comes to any sort of economic trade going on. So, again, there's just a lot of destabilization that's happening right now that I think is ultimately having an effect on the European economy generally, and is, by all accounts, darkening the mood and getting investors and others to recalculate their predictions for the Q3 and Q4 GDP estimates for Europe. And I think Draghi and others at the European Central Bank are starting to foresee this, and of course we already know they've already shot all of their ammunition on this one. They've actually put interest rates into the negative. There's really nothing more the European Central Bank can possibly do to rejuvenate the European economy, so this is out of the hands of the bankers at this point.
And of course, basically the economy of Libya and Sydney of Tripoli, and I should say of Libya and Tunisia and Sydney and Egypt. I mean, the economy of all of these countries, the Syria, is having real serious economic problems, and you can't help but wonder if it doesn't certainly spread over into some of the Arab countries over there. We'll be back in just a moment to talk with our special guest, James Corbett. If you have a question, give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest James Corbett. And we're really talking about China. What's really going on in China? Well, of course, as James points out, why it's rather opaque. In other words, basically, all we know is what we're told. We have no other source of information. But apparently, China is having some real problems. They've tried to expand their economy. And to try to expand it too rapidly, apparently they have all sorts of massive cities standing empty. And basically, suddenly there's nobody living there at all. But of course, they've done everything they could to stimulate their economy. And yet it would appear to be contracting. But James, we want your opinion. What do we really know for sure about China?
Well, as I'm saying, this new term qualitative easing has been coined for what the Central Bank of China is doing, as opposed to what the U.S. Federal Reserve has been doing, basically pumping up its balance sheet now towards north of $4 trillion on the Fed's balance sheet of money that's been created and pumped into the economy in terms of buying mortgages and bonds. This qualitative easing, as it's being called, is the Bank of China's sort of mirror image of that, in which they are, they're offering cheap loans for low return infrastructure projects. They're pumping this into the agricultural sector, but they are not increasing their balance sheet in order to do so. They're doing mini stimulus measures like loosening credit and expanding, loan facilities for small borrowers and things of that nature. So the Bank of China's, balance sheet is actually not expanding as they do this. So it's a slightly different take on it, but ultimately, I suppose, at the bottom end of the chain, it has the same effect of greatly expanding the credit that's available. And on top of that, of course, the PBOC, the People's Bank of China, the central bank, has just extended a new 1 trillion yuan lending facility to the China Development Bank for investing in renovating some of the shantier type of towns and sort of getting the stalled economic momentum going again. So the Chinese central bank is certainly taking the approach of just lending money further and further into the economy, and they keep doing this with greater and greater injections, which seems like it is necessary because really the last several years of economic growth in China has depended so much on the easy access to credit that the PBOC has made available. So I think that's something that we're probably going to see continuing to expand as long as the Chinese government wants to maintain anything near the so-called 7.5% GDP growth that they say that they are getting, and take that number with a grain of salt because it's mostly made up. But they at least want to put out that funny face to the world.
Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to James, you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And there's nobody that you could certainly call and talk to who's more better informed and certainly can give you a better answer and overview than James Corbett. So if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, if you study the history of economics down through the centuries, why suddenly what happens usually when countries begin getting into real economic problems are these questions about the stability of their currency. So often they end up in a war, because that way they can sort of wipe off a lot of their debt and start in all over again. Does that thought suddenly cross your mind? And if it does it disturb you? Is it a real possibility?
It certainly does. And as I say, as we've been talking about, that's certainly what looks like what's happening more and more with the Eastern European situation. It's certainly at least one of the cards in the deck that they can go to if they need to, as you say, wipe that slate clean and find something else to focus the attention of the world economy on if and when that bottom should fall out. But I think it's important to note that there are other types of distractions and issues that they can use to divert some of this pain. And it could take all sorts of forms, but of course one of them that we're seeing right now is the growing Ebola scare in West Africa. And it would be, I mean, it's interesting to see that the way that will start interfacing with the international economy if and when the outbreak really spread beyond West Africa, where it is more or less contained right now. There have been scares in various countries, Saudi Arabia and Canada, but there has been yet to be any human-to-human transference of the disease anywhere outside of West Africa so far. And if that happens, and if they start shutting down travel to various countries, we could very easily see how this could escalate into a situation that would have profound effects on the world economy, just depending on the way that this disease starts to spread.
And ladies and gentlemen, certainly this is a disastrous disease. I studied it a number of years ago when I was involved with trying to implement the standard public and effective public health measures. And the AIDS epidemic, of course, we failed because they had no intention of stopping AIDS, and it's killed probably 40 million people throughout the world, maybe even more than that, totally unnecessarily. In fact, I wrote a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. I recommend it to you. Although certainly when I wrote it, I didn't understand this was a man-made disease. And who knows, maybe it is a new strain of Ebola, maybe it is as well.
and the storm clouds gather.
Farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is James Corbett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 831-464-8295. That's 831-464-8295. But the best number is 800-544-8927. Under any circumstances, certainly our guest is James Corbett. Well, Jim had called in from Flint, Michigan, wanting to know if maybe somehow or other why Putin had been involved with the downing of the first Malaysian plane, not the 17, because certainly there's a great deal of effort to affiliate him with a downing of the Flight 17. But certainly Jim had come up with a thought, certainly before 17 went down, that Putin was somehow involved with the initial downing of the Malaysian plane. Do you think there's any validity to that concept at all, James?
Well, I did follow MH370 quite closely when that happened, and I saw a lot of the speculation about different angles on that story, but I certainly didn't see any that really suggested any evidence whatsoever of Russian involvement in that. It's not to say that it's impossible, but I really don't see the motive being, or even the opportunity really being there for Russia in that particular instance. And there are so many different parts of the MH370 story that line up with the potentially U.S. involvement. When you look at the Diego Garcia base, that there was certainly some mysterious movements and shipments around at the time of the MH370 disaster, or There was the semiconductor experts that were on board, and when they died, their patent devolved to Carlyle Group. That was speculated about at the time. There was even speculation about China and its potential involvement in what happened there, and there's been further speculation about some type of drone technology that was captured in Afghanistan that supposedly was being secretly smuggled on MH370. Again, that's been forwarded by various intelligence-connected people. But I've never heard really any evidence whatsoever that connects Russia to it. And I really don't see, in the long run, how that would ultimately play into Russia's hands, especially because even if it was meant as some sort of warning to the rest of the world, I don't think they got that message, because no one's really talking about Russia in connection with MH370. So I wouldn't put a lot of credence in that thought.
And I would agree with you totally. I certainly concur. Anything is possible, but I think that this is something that just does nothing but confuse the issue. Basically, of course, James has certainly writes rather extensively. He writes the lead editorial for the International Forecaster. James, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with the International Forecaster, how they could get in touch with you and get your publications? And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to call us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. For your listeners out there who don't know, the International Forecaster is a newsletter on matters geopolitical and economic and financial and social and everything else. It comes out twice a week, usually about 30 pages of information, including my lead editorial and articles by other writers. A valuable source of information. If you want to check it out, you can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And you can find examples of my lead editorials there on the website, or you can sign up. If it's your first time to subscribe, you can get a free introductory copy of the newsletter. And all of the details are there on the website, or you can write in for more information, P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. Or if you're interested in my own work, I'm at CorbettReport.com, C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com. Again, thousands of hours of audio and video media there, freely available for download. I hope it is an information resource, and I have a podcast that comes out every Monday. However, this week, my podcast is likely going to come out on Tuesday, because I have put so much effort into researching this podcast I'm working on this current Ebola outbreak. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting podcast, so stay tuned for that.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Aromas. Rich calling us from Aromas. Rich, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Grandpa. Aromas Rich.
Right.
Okay. Making sure you're on the right line. Mr. Corbin, it's always an honor to speak with you. But we've just been, talking over with some of my friends, and they're getting kind of angry, because their paychecks aren't going very far, and they're starting to go without.
I'm sorry, I don't get the point.
Point is everyone's working hard. The ones that are working hard, and they're getting less and less with their paper.
In other words, basically, you may be getting your salary, but of course, with the inflation, it buys right. less. And so people are getting a little unhappy with that. How would you respond to that, James?
Well, unfortunately, that is reflected in the actual economic data that comes out that no one really pays attention to. But yes, hourly wages or weekly earnings or whatever way you choose to calculate it, the real wages for the average American worker have either flatlined over the past decade or, looking out even further, are on the decline. And in fact, the real wages hit their actual peak back in 1972. And I say real wages because that accounts for inflation. Of course, your paycheck may go up a little bit, but if it doesn't go up as much as inflation is happening, then you actually lose overall in that deal. And that's basically been the case for American workers since 1972. The standard of living has been declining in the United States. perhaps slowly at times, but surely all, throughout that period. And I think it's really starting to hit home for a lot of people right now.
And I think what people really don't understand is that inflation is an invisible tax. And basically, of course, there is a plan, in my estimation, to transfer America's wealth to other nations, to raise the living standards in other countries as we lower the living standards here. And this is being carried out by what I call the Brotherhood, this small little group of perhaps less than 5,000 people who really runs America, who controls our media, who controls our banking system, who controls most of our major corporations, who controls our educational system, and largely controls what the, our economy. So basically, until you understand that things are never as they appear to be, we have two political parties, but they're both controlled by exactly the same people, which is, of course, why the Republicans will not challenge Obama's position as far as immigration is concerned. And of course, why? Of course, they're doing everything they can to avoid an impeachment. And basically, they're going to bring him a lawsuit. Come on now. It's all a make-believe, ladies and gentlemen. Time to look at reality. Hey, thank you so very much for calling us, Rich. And let's go to Ron calling us from Yakima, from Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We do have a line open. Ron, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I have a question about the continuing effects of Fukushima and the cleanup, if you know anything about that.
Well, there's a lot to potentially talk about there. I think one of the latest big stories that came out just a week ago or so was TEPCO having to admit that the meltdown at Fukushima Reactor 3 was worse than originally thought. They had originally held out hope that at least part of the reactor core had been contained within the reactor vessel itself, but now they admit, no, it has all spilled out down to the bottom of the containment vessel. And they're still saying it's in the containment vessel, but at any rate, the meltdown was worse than thought. But in terms of radiation and what's happening right now, well, there's a couple of things that I think Americans should be particularly concerned about and taking a look at. And one of them is the INFORM project, which is a citizen scientist sampling network that's been set up along the North Pacific and Arctic oceans to check for Fukushima radiation. And they've just collected their first samples of radionuclides from that area. There was a University of Victoria undergraduate student on the CCGS Sir Wilfrid Laurier that was performing operations in Canada's north that just recently took some samples, and they're going to be testing that using gamma spectrometry. I can't say that word. So those results will be coming out in the near future. And the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, which is based in Massachusetts, but is currently performing its own sampling in the waters off the west coast of the United States, had its first preliminary results just a couple of weeks ago. And they have found so far that there are no signs of Fukushima radiation on the west coast that they have detected yet. So these are a couple of different projects that are going on that are not related to any government agency, or there's no government filter going on here, because of course there is no U.S. government agency that is in currently actually testing or sampling the waters off of the West Coast. There is no official government program to actually search for Fukushima radiation. So it is falling to these crowdsourced, crowd-funded efforts that are happening right now.
Well, I think
that's
gratifying to know that at least one independent organization has found no serious or no significant radiation. Anything else at all, Ron?
Well, that really wasn't the object of my question. I didn't think there's going to be anything over here at all. Natural background, I'm sure, would completely mask any type of very minuscule amount of radiation. It would be so diluted if whatever got to here. I imagine it might cause a lot of problems close to the reactor itself, and especially in some of the seafood and such that the people might be eating there, right, that was harvested very, very close to Japan.
Why don't we simply ask about that? What about Sydney in the area of the reactor? What about seafood, Sydney, off the coast there? Is it edible?
Well, I guess it depends who you ask. The Japanese government has had different responses to that, depending on what time you ask it. Throughout the past few years, they've either allowed or disallowed fishing in the Fukushima Bay region. based on the results of sampling that they've done of various fish species and the results they've gotten at different times. So they have they've disallowed it at first, and then they allowed it, and then they disallowed it again. I'm not even sure the current status. Again, it depends, I think, on the type of fish that's being fished from there. But I certainly, for one, am being very careful about seafood that we're eating here and making sure that it is sourced from the other side of the Pacific, or even from around Norway or places like that, because I'm not interested in the fish that I don't know where it's coming from in Japan. And that, to me, is particularly worrying. But yes, it depends. Even the Japanese government has admitted that certainly certain types of fish are being found with radiation levels far exceeding that's allowed by their own regulations.
Okay, Ron, does that answer your question?
Well, I was asking really about putting the reactors back online, some of the other ones that had been shut down. That was what I was asking about, and the replacement power for some of these reactors, how that's affecting the economy.
I see. Well, okay. Well, on that note, Japan's nuclear restart may be delayed until 2015, according to a Reuters article that was just out last week. People who don't know, at the current time, all of the reactors in Japan are shut down. They've been taken offline over the past few years because of regularly scheduled maintenance and then not put back online because the Japanese government has been working on new safety regulations before they allow reactors to go back online. It was a big political issue here the last couple of years, but it seemed to have been decided when Shinzo Abe became prime minister back in late 2012 that he was going to start turning these reactors back on. And that has not happened yet. And in fact, according to latest reports, it may be delayed until 2015. They were supposed to start turning them back on this summer, but that hasn't happened. And interestingly enough, I mean, despite the fact that summertime is obviously peak energy usage here in Japan with people using air conditioning and the like, it hasn't turned off the lights here yet. And there are energy rationing efforts that go on, but certainly there have not been widespread outages or anything of that sort. It is affecting the Japanese economy, of course, because the imports of liquid natural gas and other things that are required to meet these energy needs is causing a very large trade export deficit. So there's definitely an economic effect to this, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any nuclear power in this country anytime in the near future.
Okay, Ron, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Corbett.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we have Bruce calling from Durand. Hi, Bruce. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I was listening to a guy on the shortwave named Martinson, I believe his name was. He knew about economics and the oil industry. He was saying that the economies everywhere are so rotten they'll have to go to war to heal them. I believe you touched on that a little earlier. I was just wondering, are the BRICS nations far enough away from the European and American banking system that if our Western world banks went down, that they would be less affected than we are? And are there any healthy banks anywhere in the world?
That is a good question, and I think that there are, but I would defer to some of the people who have done more work on that issue specifically. And, for example, I know that Simon Black over at SovereignMan.com does a lot of work on what particular countries have the best, the most sound banking infrastructure for people who are looking to diversify internationally.
Well, what about the Swiss banks? What about something like Union Bank of Switzerland? Would that they be a solvent? I mean, they're one of the biggest banks in the world. But are they solvent?
That is a question, actually. And I mean, of course, you bring up the fact that it's one of the biggest capitalized banks in the world. But it, unfortunately, in recent years, has shown signs of instability, including the fact that it has come under the same types of economic pressures because of the IRS, which is now increasingly going after U.S. citizens anywhere in the world. And starting to ask troubling questions for the notoriously private Swiss banking sector, so that certain Swiss banks are actually starting to refuse U.S. customers altogether because they don't want to have to deal with the IRS. So Swiss banking is not necessarily going to be a nice, stable opportunity for Americans in the near future, and they are still, I mean, they're disconnected from the Eurozone, but they're still in the heart of that, geographically speaking, and I think would not be in a good position to survive significant European economic cataclysm. So I wouldn't be putting a lot of faith in the Swiss banking sector. It really does raise the question if anything is able to sustain a type of world banking collapse that we would see coming along. And I would say that the BRICS countries may be better positioned than a lot of countries, I suppose, because of their internal ties. But in terms of the financial infrastructure, they do not have a very well-developed financial infrastructure at this point. A lot of their international trading still goes through the New York trading houses and things of that nature, as has become apparent with, for example, Russia having felt the bite of these credit card sanctions and things. Now they're having to create their own payment network or sign on to a Chinese payment network because they don't have their own payment infrastructure in place. So I think they're starting to work on that problem right now, but it's still not as developed as it would need to be to really survive some sort of economic cataclysm at this moment.
Well, Bruce, does that answer your question?
Yeah, more or less. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, well, our guest has been James Corbett. And once again, how can people get in touch with you directly if they want to get your information?
That's CorbettReport.com, CorbettReport.com.
CorbettReport.com. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. Good night. God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who agree with our concepts, to help us as we reach out suddenly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to educate the people about the political and economic and spiritual forces behind what's going on. And most people, and certainly many of my good friends who do the same thing I'm doing, will talk about the political and economic structures, but most people don't want to talk about the spiritual aspect of this. And yet you cannot understand anything going on in the world today unless you understand that there is a supernatural component to literally everything that's going on. We live in a spiritual world. We live in a world, certainly, that has another dimension. And certainly, unless you understand that, it's very difficult to understand the terrible wars, so much of what we're seeing today. So we do hope that if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And of course, we hope that many of you out there will tell your friends and encourage others to listen to our programs and join the Radio Liberty family. And the Radio Liberty family is growing, but we need your help to maintain what we have and to expand us in any place we possibly can. Because basically, suddenly an awful lot of people are going to lose everything they have economically and suddenly if there is another war, and my fear is we are headed towards another major war. While we're talking about the deaths of, well, the First World War killed 21 million people, and the epidemic that followed it killed another 20 million people. The Second World War killed 60 to 70 million people, and I fear that the coming war is going to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. People find it difficult to believe anything that horrible could be in the offing, but they certainly see no reason in the world why it shouldn't, because God brings judgment on nations and societies that turn against him. And certainly America has turned its back on God. Oh, look and see what we've done. Look and see what we've done as far as certainly morality is concerned. Look what they've done to the church as they've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. Look what they've done to the moral fabric of our society. America was once a God-fearing country where religion, certainly in Christianity, was taught in our schools. But the dark side took over our legislative process. They took over our judicial process. And they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And with the Republicans actually controlling the House of Representatives, why don't they ever introduce a legislation to actually change the Constitution, amend the Constitution, and suddenly so that we could have God and prayer mentioned in our schools, rather than our schools being used today to destroy the faith of our children. And the reason it's not happening is because the leadership of both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people who have an agenda. And that is the destruction of Christianity and the destruction of the moral fabric of our society. And they're doing a very, very good job of it, which is why I hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly get the various products we have. You can use our health products. You can certainly use our line of medical products that we have and soap products. But all of this certainly goes into maintaining our ministry so that we can reach as many people as possible in the time that's allotted to us. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Where a legion, to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, it's wonderful to have you, and what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, there's so many things that are up in the air that we can hit any subject. I thought we'd start with the California engineered drought and some of the consequences resulting from the drought right now. And what I wanted to talk about regarding that is that I'm now looking on the water agency websites, and I'm finding some terminologies that are very disturbing. And I think everybody that's listening needs to understand the extent of the measures to privatize global water supply, to control and centralize everything, is paramount. It's going to happen to everybody that's listening nationwide and globally. And what did I see? Well, I saw this, Dr. Stan. Groundwater mining, M-I-N-I-N-G, is exploitation of a shared resource. So what we're now starting to see is that residential rural country wells are exploitation of water. And what they're doing is they're setting up the disdain between city dwellers that are hooked up to municipal water versus people that reside in the country, and those farmers and ranchers that must have wells, since connections to city-provided water services don't exist. And these, of course, we know are incremental plans that have long been initiated to ultimately classify properties outside city boundaries as unsustainable and sprawl. Because what they're telling us as part of the global mind control, and we can take a temperature of the level of global mind control when people are really accepting the idea that we need to reduce our CO2 emissions, or that we have global warming that is caused by overpopulation. An excellent book to read is the Iron Mountain Report. It certainly talks about how in the 60s, shortly after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, that plan was released, and when a whistleblower released it back then, the government said it was a hoax. It was never a hoax. And the Iron Mountain report talks about how the government wanted to transition out of war into a replacement for war. And they decided to take on ecology. And large corporations, manufacturing, NASA, et cetera, polluted the planet intentionally to bring in these draconian policies that many people refer to as UN Agenda 21 policies. In reality, here in the United States, the policies are coming right out of the Oval Office and delivered to us by executive order. Because what we have been brainwashed into believing is that we have a representative government when we don't. When there's a maze of corporate interests and bankers that are literally and have been posing as a legitimate government, and they're not. And I'll refer to some documents that support what I'm saying right now when we get to the other side of the break.
Okay, we'll be back in
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's regulation.
Hold that thought. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah is simply pointing out that basically what is taking place today is part of a much larger plan. And you can read that Sydney on her website. The report from Iron Mountain came out in the 1960s. I remember when it came out. And Sydney, it is the master plan to use the environment to justify expanding control over the lives of the American people. People find it very difficult to believe that 50 years ago they were planning on suddenly how to utilize suddenly the threat to the environment, and they're doing it today. And under the name of suddenly preserving the environment, they're passing all sorts of legislation to restrict our freedom and suddenly the freedom of the American people. So basically, of course, one of the things right now is what Deborah considers, and I agree with her, is a manufactured suddenly water shortage. Yes, we've had suddenly not having the amount of rain that we have had in the past, but you must understand that certainly we have adequate water. We're certainly wasting a lot of it. We're letting it run out to the ocean, basically to preserve a minnow fish, something of that sort. Certainly they're doing everything they can now to pass legislation to keep farmers from pumping water. People who have certainly not hooked up to a municipal water supply are going to have to restrict their use of water. And basically, of course, even in our area where I live, they're going to dramatically decrease the amount of water that's available. I think ordinarily people use about 225 gallons a day. They're going to cut it back to 75 gallons a day, and they will further restrict the water supply. In fact, if you read some of the things that they have put forward, they really want to get you down to about 10 gallons of water a day. And you say, that's ridiculous. Well, most of what's going on in the world today is ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, but that doesn't mean that they are not people out there who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview and really want to destroy contemporary society. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. I'll point out what is occurring there in Santa Cruz right now. I found this to be very interesting. In fact, I actually found it on the Drudge Report over the weekend, where in your area, in Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. and this will be a wide, this will be spreading throughout the country, because this new green economy is based on enforcement. And so we're going to see a rash of new types of money-making companies sprout up that will be making money from the drought. And here's an example. They say drought lessons. Water wasters attend water school. And this is in Santa Cruz, California. And they say that some overindulged their zucchini patch and others didn't bother with that dripping kitchen sink. But they talked about how one person is literally a water conservationist specialist, and they're getting up before dawn and patrolling the over-watered lawns launched in recent lessons, and they're giving fines and penalties, where one woman who normally got a bill of $210, her bill was $775 with the fine that was attached. The bill. The fine was $775. So they're allowing these people now to attend water school, just like we can attend traffic school for traffic violations. So this is a new sprouting business called water school, so that you can circumvent the fine. The fines now are going to be $500 if you are warned one time and then fined the second time. So what do we have here? Well, we have, as I said, we have the weather that has been deliberately manipulated to change the climate globally.
And basically, Deborah, you believe that they are using certainly weather modification, HARP, and certainly the other things that they have, where they actually can change the weather, as certainly they have the ability with the chemtrails and certainly HARP to actually alter the weather patterns across the world. Go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right. And sadly, the general public continues to remain willfully ignorant, brainwashed. And again, this is a test of the level of success in global populations, the level of brainwashing.
Let me just point out, that, ladies and gentlemen, that HARP is a government program, and basically it's top secret. Well, what are they concealing? Basically, it's a weather modification by which they suddenly put energy up into the stratosphere and cause the wind patterns to change, the weather patterns to change. So why is it top secret? Why won't they let the American people know what our tax money is being used for? They don't want you to know because they don't want you to know they have the ability to control the weather. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, we have a website entitled ToxicSky.org, T-O-X-I-C, Sky, S-K-Y.org. You can look at patents. You can look at owning the weather by the U.S. Air Force by 2025. They own it now. And you can see other aspects of the layered, redundant systems that the weather weapons program entail as well. It's also involved in the full spectrum dominance of overall mind control because of the frequencies that are used now in these weather, manufactured weather events. And I'll get to that in a minute. But what I really wanted to point out was that now they're creating an anger is being created between people that are on municipal water and farmers and ranchers that are out in the country. And the climate action plans that we've been talking about for quite some time, the plans that are now in all communities, either already have been approved or are in the process of approval, that are going to require each and every single one of you to reduce your carbon footprint. And there are hefty fines and penalties and inspections that are going to be required within all building structures nationwide. In fact, it's a global plan. And so to confirm the status of these plans in your community, simply type in the name of your community, followed by policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Policies to reduce greenhouse gas.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that they want to convince you that the increase of CO2 in the atmosphere is responsible for the changes in the weather and, of course, that they basically for global warming. And basically, they will say, look, every responsible scientist in the entire country agrees with this. Anybody who doesn't agree with this suddenly is not a responsible scientist. And yet, well, my good friend Art Robinson has 30,000 scientists, 30,000 scientists, over 10,000 of them, climate scientists who say there is no evidence that man's activity has influenced the acidity of global warming or the temperature. But basically, how can it be? Now, is he lying or is the government lying? And I would tell you that I've known Art Robinson for 30 years. He's an honest man. He has a petition. You go to his website and pull it down and see the people who've been willing to put their names on a petition. And you must understand that most scientists or many scientists are afraid to, because if they have any affiliation with government or universities, why they would suddenly lose their appointments and lose their income if they told the truth. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest frauds of all time. And the fact that this is never mentioned by the media reflects the fact that the media is rigidly controlled today. And most of what the American people think is simply created and manipulated by the small little group, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They are evil people who want to utilize the so-called threat to the environment to justify regulating every aspect of human endeavor and destroying modern civilization. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. Apart from the Iron Mountain Report, we have an excellent book. It's a very short book, just a little over 20-some-odd pages. That is a free download on stopthecrime.net. If you go to the homepage and you click on quick links, you can go to Hot Radio Show Topics, scroll down, and you're going to find a book entitled Anatomy of a Con Job. Anatomy of a Con Job. And it's by John Truman Wolfe.
The anatomy of a what now?
A con.
An anatomy of a con. Okay, go ahead.
A con job.
A con job.
Yeah,
anatomy of a con job. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's by John Truman Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, and it's exposing the players and the scam behind the sustainability movement. I think it's an excellent read. It's a short read. I think it's a way in which people can understand the cap and trade, in other words, the buying and selling of air, and just to really get people back into reality, to understand science has always been for sale. And what we have now is, of course, corporate science that's based on corporate profit and not on real science. And sadly, these climate action plans that are going to soon devour each and every single one of us in our communities with heavy fines and penalties is coming. And the first target date where you're required to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions is 2020. But here in California, our requirement, or at least here in Northern California where I am in Sonoma County, our target date to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the first target date, has been lowered to the end of 2015. But I wanted to just tell everyone that's listening right now, California right now is in a engineered stage 2 drought. California is working with NASA, the Scripps Institute, and NOAA. Those agencies are involved in weather modification. California is also working with the RAND Corporation, R-A-N-D, which is a brainwashing think tank located in Santa Monica, in Southern California. It is like Tavistock is in Europe. The RAND is like this here in the United States with the Brookings and the Hudson Institute as well. We are under massive mind control programs right now to literally redesign reality.
And basically, this is all suddenly financed by what I call the Brotherhood, this small group of about 5,000 fabulously wealthy people who want to suddenly reshape society, and they want to suddenly eliminate large parts of the population because they hate humanity. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is saying that's where she lives there, about an hour and 2 hours north of San Francisco. Well, they have a directive, and that is, of course, nobody is to plant a cinnamon, not to water your grass, you let it go brown, and they will actually pay you 50 cents for every square foot of a lawn that you lose, up to $1,000. But then people are not suddenly to plant flowers or vegetables. They're not to plant flowers and vegetables. What about vegetable farmers? Well, the directive says no planting of vegetables. Well, what do you do for vegetables then? Deborah, go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, when we attended the meeting by the USDA that was addressing the farmers in a large dairy area where there's lots of cattle, they were told that cattle meat products are not sustainable. that they require too much water. And the farmers at that point were dealing with the drought. They were having to truck in water so that they could fill the water trough for the cattle. They were then also having to bring in hay because certainly with the drought, their fields and pastures did not offer the grazing that their cattle would generally have. So these dairy farms are already struggling at best, because the high cost to just bring now a cattle to market is prohibitive. And so we're seeing more and more dairies literally closing up or transitioning to beef cattle. And I can say that they're transitioning all properties, according to all of the climate action plans, that are outside of these city growth boundaries are considered sprawl and unsustainable. Now, this doesn't make any sense at all. People should be asking themselves, what is happening? Nothing makes any sense. The politics don't make any sense. The policies aren't making any sense. We're getting all of these executive orders through the executive branch of the White House, and our local city governments aren't listening to us on top of it all. For example, we met by the hundreds in Northern California at the County Board of Supervisors to ask them not to vote in fluoride being added to the water supply. We had doctors, professionals, we had information from Harvard University talking about how it lowers the IQ, but it was a 5-0 vote to spend a couple hundred thousand dollars to see how and if the engineers could connect the patchwork of water and wells that we have in Sonoma County so that they could equally distribute the fluoride through the system. 5-0 vote.
Well, of course, what you need, Deborah, is to get rid of those five people and get responsible people onto your board. And basically, of course, the other people, the other side, is they spent a great deal of money to get their people. Well, Sonny elected to city councils and boards of supervisors and water boards. They know exactly what they're doing. They're dedicated. And the average individual, he just wants to live his life and be free. He doesn't understand there really are people who want to take away our freedom and regulate every aspect of human endeavor because they have a different worldview. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would say this, what we have found. We have found that our local cities, our local counties, et cetera, are all incorporated. They work for the mother corporation, which is USA Inc. They're under corporate charters that do not observe or mention life. They are void of morality or ethics or the concern for life itself. And when you think you elect someone to your local city council and they take that oath, they are sworn under the mother corporation. In other words, they are no longer working for you. This is why people keep saying, well, you know, we voted for him because he really talked about what he was going to offer the community. But that isn't happening. That's not what this person is doing. They cannot. When they are elected, they then become employees of the corporation. That's why I'm recommending everybody listen to the YouTube, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans, because we outline it there. We have the documentation that proves this is the case. And this is a dangerous reality. If we keep thinking that we have local representation, we do not. And this is why we must not consent to this tyranny. It's down to a local level. And it has and is implanted in redundant systems.
And I think people must really understand that basically back in the 1930s, why there suddenly was a financial problem at that time. And so they passed legislation at the national level to incorporate everything and to do away with certainly local government. Everything is to be incorporated. And they've renewed that every year since that time. And the fact the average individual doesn't understand what's going on is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think and believe, but the material's there.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah's certainly going into how this whole system works. But basically, of course, you have certainly these organizations, and their people are in key positions in government agencies, and they're using the power of the government agencies to transform our society. Deborah, you go right ahead.
That's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. And I was just getting ready to talk about what the RAND Corporation states on their website. Again, you can find this for yourself on stopthecrime.net. Click on quick links. Go to Hot Radio Show Topics. You will find this posted there. For anyone, by the way, that is listening, and if you're unable to download any documents for free from our website, you can contact a print shop. And for the cost of printing and shipping, you can have these mailed to you by calling area code 707-586-9. 558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. So I'm going to read a quote now that was off the RAND Corporation website. This is very disturbing, where they talk about how they're aiming for zero emissions in the 21st century to stop climate change. So here we go. The new proposed EPA rule aimed at reducing emissions from existing coal plants represent one of the most significant federal actions on climate change to date. If successful, these rules will help the United States meet its goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 17% below 2005 level by 2020. Now, what everyone must understand, this is a fabricated false science. And so when they say that we've agreed, and the United States has agreed, to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions below 2005 levels, which they've back-engineered fraudulent numbers to even come up with this idea to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So here we're starting off on phony science, and we're basing global government policies and policies coming out of the White House that are now in your city. So here we go. Here's the remainder of the quote from the RAND website. Again, they talk about the United States must meet its goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 17% below 2005 levels by 2020. And they say while this is a worthy goal, stopping climate change will require the United States and the rest of the world to virtually eliminate emissions over the course of the 21st century. Getting anywhere close to zero emissions demands sustained political public support driven by an energy production sector given enough incentives to make carbon reduction succeed.
And then, of course, you have to understand that they also have another agenda. I said that they're tearing down the dams so we won't have hydroelectric power. And they're tearing down the nuclear power plants so we won't have nuclear power. And basically, of course, the only power that we will have will be solar and the wind power, which can provide for about 1% of the energy facilities that we need today. But the average American doesn't understand that when they read these things, that what they're really reading essentially is a plan for the destruction of Western civilization. But you have to understand that the people in charge hate this. They don't want you to have power. They will have it themselves. The elite will always live in their beautiful homes. But, of course, for the average individual, it's to lower their living standards, at least those who are allowed to survive the period of coming turmoil. Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your information, how they can get the information that you're putting out on a regular basis.
Absolutely. You can go to stopthecrime.net. That's www.stopthecrime.net. And you can download any documents from our website for free. We strongly recommend going to the source document tab at the top of the homepage and look at some of the government documents and documents that were gotten through Freedom of Information Act. Everything that we talk about is fully supported by government documents or information off of the website that we're talking about. We're in a very dangerous parasitical time. And we must wake up as many of our neighbors and friends and family as possible because we are literally being consumed by policies that are shutting down our very existence. And as Dr. Stan just said, this is a destruction of Western civilization. It is a destruction of civilization as well because when we look at the increased frequencies, they are literally destroying the cellular structure of all living things on the planet. Now, Dr. Stan, I wanted to just let everyone that's listening know about the planned energy audits that are coming to their homes. It's critical because we cannot consent to some of these things. We are able to oppose some of these things on a personal level or by notifying your neighborhood to not consent. So here's the latest thing. These are the new green jobs. And again, green jobs are enforcement of all of this new green economy that is bringing in these tyrannical false science realities and creating rules, regulations, and restrictions out of false science. So these energy audits are and this is what it said, and here's how you can find out if you have energy audit companies set up in your community. Type in the name of your community and type in energy audit company, and I think you'll be quite surprised at how This has already been established. Now, the purpose of these companies are to come out and monitor for free. They'll tell you for free the interior of your home and the exterior. This will go on a national database. And when you go to sell your home, you will be required to perform all of the retrofitting that resulted from the energy audit. So now I'm going to read you just what I told you off of an energy audit website. Quote, an energy auditor examines a company or a home to find where energy is being lost or wasted and makes suggestions for making the structure more energy efficient. Some areas are now starting to require homeowners and businesses have an energy audit before they can sell their residence. Now, here's what they're saying. Those who have had experience in engineering, home inspections, or building are energy audit natural. Talk with your local community college to see if they offer energy audit courses. So I want to tell you right now, these energy audit companies are a network of companies to perform energy audits, and they've been set up to monitor all structures throughout the nation. And the process of contacting the homeowners and tenants to acquire data about the properties has already now begun. And if you do not advise your tenants, they will likely allow an energy audit because there's a lot of freebies attached to it. Remember, this is a free, there's no free sandwich lunch program. And we're recommending that you do not answer surveys, fill out petitions, and engage in any type of data collection. Now, if you are a property owner, you're going to likely want to look into this and possibly consider instructing your tenant not to accept an energy audit inside of your building. Because ultimately, you are going to be the one responsible to retrofit pursuant to the requirements to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. Now, while saving electricity and changing out your windows and weather stripping and putting in new appliances that are all Energy Star appliances, including changing out heat and air equipment, maybe possibly adding insulation, well, maybe some of those opportunities are good. Not everyone can afford this. And that is why they now have what I call green loans. Here in Northern California, we have loans that are available for required retrofitting. And they're loans at 7%, simple interest, and you can have a term for 10 or 20 years. And these loans are collateralized against your property. So if you own an apartment building, for example, and you do not retrofit that apartment building, your city can decide whether they will issue your annual business license. In other words, you may not be fit to do business within the city who has adopted these reductions of greenhouse gas emissions if your building does not reduce the energy and become more efficient. Now, there are three reduction timelines. The first one in general is 2020, but as I said, here in Northern California, our date is 2015. The next reduction level is 2030, and they require massive reductions globally in all structures. And when you go to the Climate Action Plan link on our website, stopthecrime.net, you will be amazed. Because there will be older homes, for example, country homes that were built even 100 years ago that will never be able to meet the reduced energy requirements. Those homes will be red tagged. You will find code enforcement coming out to these homes and saying that they are no longer fit to be inhabited because they are unsustainable. They are not meeting the required reduced energy requirements. Now, this is crucial. You can go to stopthecrime.net. You can go to the quick links, and you will find a form. It's called Government Employee Questionnaire, and it's a two-page form, And the most important aspect about this form is that, well, first, you don't have to present it to somebody who may want to knock on your door and tell you that they're there to perform an audit. You can hand it to them, and you do not need to be belligerent or confrontational. Just hand them the form and tell them that you'd like them to complete this, and once they do, to bring it back. They will not be able to complete the form because the form requires that they deliver to you where you approved these rules and regulations. None of us have. This is a corporate construct that is creating unjust laws and rules, and it's functioning as long as the American people continue to not understand how this corporate government really works. We have two forms of government right now. We have the illusion of a representative government, and then we have the reality of a corporate construct that is literally chewing us up across the board through what many people call Agenda 21 policies. These policies are coming right out of the White House, out of the executive branch, via executive orders. So we first must understand the level of our brainwashing to understand the truth of how government functions. And we have a dangerous parasitical reality. We are being poisoned through our air, our food supply, our water. Every possible consumer item that we could purchase has a possible toxic choice involved with it. That is not because we have representation. That is because we are run by a construct for profit, and that is certainly behind the reduction of population. They want the population reduced dramatically. There's also many other reasons as well. There are other aspects of these assaults. Again, many redundant systems. It's a quiet weapon system. They're using silent weapons, and they're using weapons at the speed of light. What do I mean by that? They're using microwave pulsed radio waves from the cell towers, from the satellites, from our wireless devices that are literally weaponized. These are weaponized frequencies. Now they're putting our children in school with the opportunity to connect them up wirelessly to computers. This is happening nationwide now. Bill and Melinda Gates are supplying mass amounts of computers. In fact, I would urge you to listen to Bill Gates during the TED Talk, where he talks about the efficiency of reducing the population in Africa with the vaccine. You can see this talk on StopTheCrime.net under the Climate Action Plan link. We have that talk posted right underneath the page that says the real goal to reduce energy is aiming for zero. Because in that TED talk that Bill Gates gives, he says that we must eliminate CO2. We must bring it to zero. That means eliminating most all living things on the face of the planet. So apart from that, again, we have redundant systems for full-spectrum dominance. And another crucial aspect to understand is the level of frequencies that are now locking in and interfacing with our brain. We are under mass mind control. The intention is to literally be able to create with our bodies into two-way transmitters, like a child playing with a remote toy. And this is what is happening. I would encourage everyone to go onto YouTube and watch the video, a short video entitled Wires in the Brain. Wires in the Brain. This is a Nazi brain scientist that was brought into the United States out of Bogota, Colombia, and he was set up in New York University, and he is interfacing with the de facto U.S. government, the CIA, and NSA. And we are also now, as many people know, people have what is called Morgellons, M-O-R-G-E-L-L-O-N-S, Morgellons. Again, that is synthetic wires It is self-replicating nanoparticulate that is now growing in our body. And this is all for wiring us up and hooking us up for mass mind control. Hive, H-I-V-E, Hive Mind, M-I-N-D. And when we return, Dr. Stan, I could read a short letter from Representative Jim Guest, dated in 2007, if we have time.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that this is not imaginary. You need to get a copy of this program, as the name, listen to it several times, and you need to go to Deborah's website and get her material. You must understand there are people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God, and their goal is to destroy Christian civilization, and as many people as they can. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah's simply talking about the fact that these things are going on. There really is a plan to destroy humanity. And suddenly the congressman who actually, the former NASA scientist who actually presented this paper asking for help to stop these crazy programs has now been targeted. Anybody who speaks out and tries to explain how they have a program to control the minds of the American people, which will eventually result in the destruction not only of our society, but of humanity as a whole. And basically, of course, you can get this information directly from Deborah, or certainly what I recommend is that you get a copy of this talk that she gave this evening. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Deborah, parting thought, and we'll let you go.
Well, absolutely. I would recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net. Certainly go to the mind control link. Spend some time there. Understand, this is your reality, too. We're all going to be increasingly targeted with mind-controlling frequencies that are interfacing with our brain. This is artificial telepathy. We are all going to be controlled. Much of the crime that we're now seeing escalate is controlled crime. We were told this in the Aquarius operations briefing. Again, that is a document that was given to us by a high-intel government agent that you can download from the homepage of stopthecrime.net.
I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time. Deborah, it's been a wonderful program.
Thank you so much
for being with us. God bless. And ladies and gentlemen, go to Deborah's website, get her information. And certainly we have a number of four CD sets where Deborah does most of the talking. And we want you to get that. We want to listen to you, to listen to what she has to say and check it out and find if it could be true. Could there really be a conspiracy against humanity? And I would like to suggest there really are, because there really are evil and wicked people. And if you doubt that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know who controls the media, the book is called The New Media Monopoly. So Brotherhood of Darkness and The New Media Monopoly are both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a new CD set that's coming out simply on electromagnetic frequencies. And you can get that at the same same telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to go to our website and look at all of the four CD sets that we have on so many subjects that will help you to understand. And once you understand, to be able to discuss these issues, we're dealing with organized evil. And once you understand what we're up against, why it makes a lot more sense. There really are people who have an intense hatred for humanity as it stands and are doing everything. They're using their fabulous wealth. And this is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Perhaps less than 5,000 people, but they hold the wealth of the world in their hands, and they're using that to modify the structure of the world we live in. Well, this, of course, is the time when I suddenly ask you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us in what we do. As you know, Radio Liberty suddenly is doing everything they can. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week, trying to educate the American people. And we are reaching a growing number. More and more people are beginning to wake up and to realize something is going on out there. And if they listen to our programs for a while, they begin to see how it all fits together. Initially, it sounds so crazy. How could this be going on? And you wouldn't have known about it. You wouldn't have learned about it in school. People don't understand our educational system is controlled. Our media is controlled. Our reality is controlled. So basically, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We certainly want you to go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, watch our DVDs, and certainly read our newsletters. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Beside her.